Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Moving along right here, having a good time. You know, one of the subjects that came up today was the whole thing, was the whole idea of this home run hires. We have home run hires, right? A team hires somebody, and of course, a bunch of people that seem to like the hire jump on. To me, they jump on board and say, oh, that's a guy, home run. I mean, this guy, he's the perfect hire for this place, a home run hire. And then 5 years later, a guy gets fired because it wasn't really a home run hire. We do that quite often. And I think that, you know, it is always interesting how these things happen because you just never know. And again, we use the example, you know, probably too much, but Ben Haaland, Jamie Dixon, Ben Haaland, those guys weren't home run hires. And I feel like it comes to a point where it just is one of those things where I don't know that you I don't know that you necessarily can sit here and say, honestly, that we basically know how a hire is going to turn out, regardless of what it's for, but especially a coaching hire. You know, I mean, the reason we were talking about this is Chris Mack, you know, not the one that's in the morning, but Chris Mack, the Louisville coach, was supposed to be the home run hire of all home runs. And if you look at his resume, you look at where he's from, and, you know, obviously he's got ties and, you know, deep ties in the Midwest or whatever. He did really well. Xavier, you know, he was a guy that you looked at and said, well, hey, this is a guy that I don't know how they can. I mean, let's look at his record. When he was with Xavier, He basically almost won 70% of his games. 215-97. And in the Big East Conference, he finished first. He got to the Elite Eight. Let's see. He got to the Sweet 16, right? One, two, he got to the Sweet 16 at Xavier. One, two, three, four. Wait. One, two, three, four, five times at Xavier. In 9 years, five times got to the Sweet 16. Won the Big East, won the Atlantic 10 when they were in Atlantic 10 a couple of times. You know, conference record, 105-49. I mean, this is a guy that you look at, and you know, I think he's from Cleveland area, but he had some ties to the Midwest. I forget what it was. Maybe he lived in Cincinnati or something. I know he played at Evansville, I think, for couple of years, you know, and at the time he would have been, let's see, like about 47 years old. I mean, it was like, this is the home run of home run hires. And he was going to be the guy, you know, that was it. And his wife is a Louisville native, you know. And he lived in Kentucky, in Northern Kentucky, you know, even before he took to Louisville. That's it. He was like the home run hire of home run hires. That's the point. It comes down to the whole point of, to me, it is one of those things that I look at and say, I don't know how it didn't work, but it didn't. And when something like that happens, you wonder. You really just don't understand what it comes down to there. Like, how does it, and again, they had some issues obviously with the NCAA and things of such, but how does it go off the rails? And how do you avoid that when you make a hire? I mean, in some ways, people thought Pitt had a home run hire with Jeff Capel. I would say Jeff Capel right now, the jury's out. And, you know, I think there are some people that have made up their minds that it's wrong. And it comes down to this situation where it really basically is, you know, is he going to get it done or isn't he? I don't know. I think Pitt should probably hang in there a little longer to see what happens. But when he was hired, it was a home run hire, if you remember. So that and my point is, anytime that there's a job that's open, people insist they know how these things are going to turn out. Sometimes it works. Sometimes, yeah, oh, this is a great hire, and it turns out to be a great hire. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes, for instance, you know, Ben Howland, it's like, well, who is this guy? I mean, I don't know that Mike Tomlin, people were like, who is this guy? But, well, they were like, who is this guy? But I think people were open-minded and thought, boy, this guy's pretty impressive. Seems like he knows what he's doing. It seems like he's really smart. He's keeping Dick LeBeau around, you know, all of that other stuff. People thought, okay, I'm going to be open-minded about this. But I don't know that it was the same as if, you know, they would have hired, say, I don't know who even was out there at the time, whoever was the big-name candidates on the market, you know. I mean, I'm sure there'll be somebody if they get Eric Bieniemy. Oh, this was a home run hire. I mean, he's a top assistant, you know, and this and that and everything. Well, he better have a quarterback and he better have some guys that can run like Tariq Hill, or all of a sudden in a couple of years, he's going to get fired.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But it's especially true in college. I mean, you try and find the best fit you could possibly find. You know, and a lot of times it's like, well, he's an alum, or he worked here under this guy, or he's got connections to the all-time great coach that we've had and all that other stuff. That's what I would say. And so to me, it's one of those things where I feel like when you hire a coach, it's always a risk. And so when people talk about immediately always wanting to fire coaches, that's the risk that you take. That's what it comes down to. It's just an amazing thing to me. I feel like, you know, we always want to move on from coaches. And sometimes I think coaches, you have to move on from them. You know, and again, I've said it before. I think Mike Tomlin is at a place where if things don't, you know, start getting better in the postseason and whatnot, you might want to say it's time to move on from him. But anytime you hire a coach, it's going to be a risk. Who are you going to hire? Okay, is this guy going to be hired, or is this guy not going to be hired? And if he's going to be hired, what is going to make him successful? In Chris Mack's case, it was basically like, man, he's going to take this job and take it to the next level. It's never happened. Louisville's gotten worse since he's got there. And he seems to be a guy that's rubbed everybody the wrong way, and people can't wait to get rid of him. Players can't wait to get rid of him. The administration can't wait to get rid of him. Fans want him gone. I mean, this is just 4 years later. This was, you know, again, somebody that was universally thought of as the perfect hire at Louisville. You know. And that's, you know, it's somewhat similar to Jeff Capel in that, you know, he was hired the same year. He was hired the same year. And he's had less success. Now, he took over a program that was in worse shape, but the reality is people thought he was a home run hire. In fact, I would love to go back over the last 10 years and look at some of these colleges' jobs that were filled. And, you know, people said, this guy is going to be the best. He's the home run of all home runs. And see how it worked out. That's what you've got to be careful with. And to me, I think in Pitt's situation with Jeff Capel, you know, they're probably closer to a breakthrough and getting to where they need to get to if they stay the course than they would be if they started over. And then if they start over and they don't get the right coach this time, now you've set yourself back another 4 or 5 years. That's a problem. That's a problem to me. It really is. It's one of those things where I say it comes down to always, always it comes down to you have to support your coach the right way. You have to make sure that he has all the tools to be successful. And you have to be sure that you're hiring a guy for the right reasons. But next time you see, you know, somebody gets hired and we say, oh, it's a home run, I would love to know what that is and, you know, why you say that. Because, again, it might look great on paper, but at the end of the day, it might not be great in execution. Why Chris Mack didn't work at Louisville, I have no idea. Why it hasn't worked yet with Jeff Capel at Pitt, I have no idea. I really believe, though, that at Louisville, and the reason why they couldn't go any further is because I think nobody really wanted Chris Mack around anymore. that's probably what it is. Nobody really wanted him around anymore. That's what I would say. But Jeff Capel's got a lot of support still down there in terms of the administration. And, you know, he's a guy that people are rooting for and pulling for to do a good job. It's just, it hasn't happened yet. It could. But again, if he were to move forward and whoever they hire, you know what? If it's not the, you know, you almost have to just say, hey, I'm going to have an open mind, see what happens. If it's not the guy that you want. I remember when they hired Kevin Stallings, the guy everyone wanted was Bryce Drew. And Jamie left. The guy everybody wanted was Bryce Drew. Well, Stallings took the Pitt job. Bryce Drew took the Vanderbilt job. 2 years later, he was fired because they went 0-for. It just happens. It's the Paul Zeiss Show. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
So we're getting ready to talk about Pitt, and we are obviously talking about Pitt-Syracuse. It is one of those things where I look at it, and I think it's an important game for Pitt. You can say, well, why do you think it's an important game? I mean, they're a team that's they're not really going anywhere. I get that, and I understand all that. But the bottom line is when you play a bad team at home, okay, you play a bad team at home, and you're a team like Pitt that's not a good team, and guess what? I think at that point, you really have to, you know, find these games that you have a chance to win and win them. And that's what I would say, you know, is going on here with Pitt. They've got to find a way to win this game tonight. They're not going to have a ton of games where you say, really, they really, really are going to be, you know, they're not favored, but you understand what I'm saying. You got to find games where you kind of feel like, okay, they have a shot to win against a bad team at home. Okay, so go win. But this is an opportunity for them. And the thing is, you can't basically say, you know, you really can't say, well, you know, they're not going anywhere, so it doesn't matter. If they win or lose, who cares? You know, the problem is, you know, Jeff Capel probably is not in trouble. I really don't believe that he probably is. I mean, I think that he's probably in pretty good shape. I do. I feel like he's a guy who, to me, is probably going to get another year. excuse me, for a variety of reasons. One of them would be basically that I think if you look at what, you know, Heather Lake and company want to do, they don't want to fire somebody they hired because that would be admitting that they are probably, you know, that would be admitting that they are probably a team that is going to be, you know, that they made a mistake, basically. I mean, that's what it would be, really, that they made a big mistake. And so, you know, I feel like that's where, you know, you look at the situation at hand. And you say, well, he's just got basically hired 4 years ago. He was considered some sort of home run hire or whatever, right? And what happened? He basically, it just didn't happen for him. But they're not going to want to admit that. They're not going to want to admit that. And so I feel like, you know, that's the important thing to remember. And that's probably going to give them another year. But you can't go, you know, 4-16 or whatever. They got to win some of these games. They've got to win some of these ACC games, and tonight is a good opportunity for them to do that. Here's Bill Hillgrove and company on Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.